And welcoming in this evening, Bill Kelly and Lisa Burton from the Brazos Valley Mental Health Mental Retardation Office. Some activities coming up that we want folks to know about for next week. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Who's leading off, Bill?
Sure.
Okay. For those who aren't acquainted with MHMR.
Yeah, we're the Mental Health Mental Retardation Authority of Brazos Valley, and we serve the entire Brazos Valley, seven counties, and we have satellite offices over in Conroe. But mainly we're here to talk about our fundraiser coming up for the Early Childhood Intervention Program. And we provide services to babies and toddlers from birth up to turning age three that have a disability or a delay in their development.
Other funding sources besides fundraisers like this?
We receive money from the state, which is federal dollars that comes down through the state dollars, and then we have local dollars. We have to have a local match, about 25-30%, in order to bring those dollars down from the state.
So what's Austin proposed to do to you?
That doesn't look very good. Right now, it looks like about a 20% cut in funding for the next biennium, but it would also be a 33% cut in the number of children served because they're planning on changing the number of hours that we provide per month to a child to increase those services. And if that happens, then we'd have about a 33% decrease. And we serve approximately about 750 children every year in that program.
And I was going to ask you, 750, though, is not the total number within the office. You just quoted the number 750.
Yeah, that's through. Yeah, we serve monthly. We have a caseload of about 351 children, but unduplicated across, because they're in a program for however long they need to be in there. It's about 750 per year children.
Well, then it sounds like fundraisers like your upcoming Kids for Kids Dinner Theater and Fiesta, Lisa, something that need to get folks out there.
That's right. And what we look at it as is an opportunity for the Brazos Valley to invest in the children of this community for later on, because if we can get money into our agency and help these kids out now, it's going to pay off for this community years down the road. And we have a fantastic event planned.
So let's hear about it.
Okay. It's the Kids for Kids Dinner Theater. And what we've done this year is we have a theme of Fiesta to make it really fun. And we have some awesome children's performance groups from all over the Brazos Valley, the Kickstart program from Davila Middle School, Mr. Lara's Ballet Folklorico from Neal Elementary is great. We also have some older kids from A&M. The Anejos de Oro mariachis are going to be performing. And we've got Brazos Valley Troop and some other surprises lined up. And great fajitas and fun and everything.
And all the everything is when and where?
It is April 30th, so not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. It's at the Brazos Center from 6 to 8 p.m. We're also going to have a silent auction. We've got a beautiful sterling silver jewelry set donated that we are also raffling off. And it's a very family affordable event. And if you've got kids, you need to be at this event.
So it is... It is for sure a family thing.
Oh, yes. You want to bring the kids. There's going to be a children's area for them to hang out and play in. But they're going to be really interested in the entertainment, too. So food, fun, family, great time, and it's very inexpensive.
And it's fun watching you in the act.
Yeah.
You talk with your hands up much like I do. All right. So how does one go about getting to this thing?
Okay. Just go to Must Be Heaven by one of the hospitals or in downtown Bryan, or really easy, if you're at a computer right now, you can click on www.mhmrabv.org. You'll see this beautiful Kids for Kids logo. Click on that picture, and that'll take you to our ticket portal. And you can't get any cheaper than this. $15 for adults, $5 for kids. From age 4 to 12, kids 3 and under are free.
And tickets require in advance?
We prefer that. That way we know how much food to have.
All right. The website again, mhmrabv.org.
Yes.
Okay. Or you just mentioned the other locations too. Anything else before we wrap up?
Nope. We're just going to have a great time. You need to come on out.
Yep.
You're going to be, either one of you going to be in costume or...
I'm going to be this short lady wearing a giant sombrero.
I was thinking sombrero.
Yeah.
She'd look good in a sombrero.
Well, very good. Again, Lisa Burton and Bill Kelly with MHMR in Brazos Valley. Again, a week from Saturday, the Kids for Kids dinner, the Fiesta theme, and the associated fundraising efforts at, again, Brazos Center, 6 to 8. coming up a week from Saturday.
Yep, Saturday, April 30th.
Okay, terrific. Thanks for the visit this evening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome again. Bill Kelly and Lisa Burton with us here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.